Well, Mr. Raitt had a heart-to-heart talk with Jane last night about household economy, insisting that Jane should run the house as he does his office. Mr. Raitt turned over $25 a week to her and told her she was on her own from now on. Jane liked the idea of operating the home as a business, and here she is the following day at the living room desk explaining the new setup to Laura, the maid. Listen.
And this is the book where I write down everything we spend and everything we take in, like the $25 Mr. Ace gives me every week and the $10 Marge pays me for room and board every week. And maybe sometime if I sell one of Mr. Ace's old suits or something. Everything's got to be written down in this budget book. So that's why I'll be sitting at this desk most of the time now, Laura, and I'll leave all the cooking and cleaning and everything to you. You understand?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because like Mr. A said, I have to run this house like it was an office, like he runs his office, he said. He keeps track of everything, he told me. I was so surprised.
Well, I declare.
Yes, I didn't think he had time for things like that at the office. I thought he just worked, you know.
Of course.
Well, when he explained to me, it was as clear as day and night.
Uh-huh.
I have to keep track of everything I spend, the outgo, he calls it, and everything I take in, the ingo. Because we can't just go around spending money hiram scarum. There has to be a system, he said. And the system is that he's going to give me $25 every week to pay for everything around the house. And with what Marge gives me, the $10, we've got to have enough to pay for everything. And some left over to save for a rainy day. Of course, there won't be very much left over. We'll just make it a cloudy day. Now, Laura, I want you to help me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, what I have to figure out first is how much it costs to buy all the food we eat. How much do we spend, do you know?
Oh, no, ma'am. You see, I'm more on just cooking and cleaning the house and dusting and...
I know, but don't you know how much we spend for everything, like steaks and vegetables?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm more on cooking
But you have to know. You can't just cook things without knowing how much they cost.
But, ma'am, you're the one that tells me what to buy and gives me the money.
Oh, yes, that's right. I wonder how much I've been spending.
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, then you're going to have to keep track of everything you spend. Everything. Even if it's a nickel or something. Just write it down on a piece of paper. You understand?
Well, I'm not very good at writing things down.
You're not?
No, ma'am. You see, I'm more on cooking and cleaning house.
I know, but my gosh, you can keep track of what you spend around the house. Can't you write it down on a piece of paper and then show it to me at the end of the week?
Well, I guess so. If I don't lose the paper.
Oh, you mustn't lose it. It'll upset my budget book. How would it be if you keep track in your mind?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I could do that.
Well, do that, then. And be careful, don't lose your mind. And another thing, we have to try to spend as little as possible. Because $25 a week sounds like a lot of money at first, but things are very high now. And if I'm going to save anything out of the money every week, I have to try to cut down the expenses wherever I... Oh, by the way, about the $8 I pay you every week, Laura.
Yes, and $8.
You wouldn't take $7, would you?
Oh, no, ma'am, I couldn't. Why, my car fares cost me so much every day going and coming.
Oh, your car fares, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I see. If you had a car, you
oh,
could.
Oh, if I had a car, I could. But the way it is now, and besides, there's my rent. The girl I live with and I, we have to pay $20 a month. She pays $10 and I pay $10.
You pay $10, ma'am?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And I only give you $8. Well, how do you do it?
I don't know, ma'am, but we always pay it.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, I have to figure out how to save money like that, too. Just cut down expenses wherever I can. That's why I thought if you could take $7 a week, Laura.
Oh, no, ma'am. I couldn't do that.
Well, if you can't, I'll just scratch this off. I made a note to ask if you could. There, that's out. Now, the next thing, I have to ask Marge for more money for her room and board. Because I figured out the only way to save money is to take in more money than you pay out, you see? Now, the money you have left over after you pay out everything, that's a profit. And the money you don't have left over is a loss.
Yes, ma'am. But suppose you just come out even.
What?
Suppose you just spend as much as you take in and come out even.
Oh, well, that's a waste of time. Who ever heard of coming out even? You have to come out one way or the other, or what's the good of keeping this book? Come out even. Well, I never heard of
somebody at the door, ma'am.
Oh, I guess that's Mr. H. Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane.
Oh, I didn't know it was this late.
I'd better hurry and finish the dinner, ma'am.
Yes, you better go and finish.
Well, hello.
Hello, dear. I was just explaining to Laura about the budget.
Oh, you were? Well, does she understand what we're driving at?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll do it, sir.
You'll do what?
Keep track in my mind what I spend.
In your mind?
Yeah, she said she'd rather keep track in her mind, dear. She's afraid she'll lose the P-A-P-E-R.
What?
Go ahead and finish the dinner, Laura. Marge will be home pretty soon. I know she'll be starved.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going.
What was all that about keeping track in her mind?
Well, she was afraid she might lose the paper if she kept track on paper, so I told her to just keep it in her mind. She understands, dear.
You explained it to her, of course.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get her to take $7 instead of $8.
What?
I tried to show her that the less money I spend, the more money I can save at the end of the week. So I asked her if she'd take $7 instead of $8, but she
turned it down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's on account of the car fare. If she had a car, she could do it.
A car and a chauffeur, maybe.
Oh, I guess she could drive it herself. Oh, sarcastic, huh?
A car. I never.
Well, I was just talking it over with her. You have to try every way you can to save some money.
That's the spirit, Jane.
Now, the next one I have to try it on is Marge. $10 a week is not very much money.
Oh, Jane, I don't think you ought to ask Marge for more money. After all, she's the one that insisted on paying even the 10. If you remember, you didn't want to take anything at first, your best friend and all that.
Yes, but that was before I had this budget book and before I had to start paying everything out of what comes in.
But you don't have to take it out on Marge. You can make a go of things by just watching your P's and Q's.
Pennies and quarters?
Yes, yes, pennies and quarters. Who was it said if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves?
Well, not me. Don't look at me. All I said was that I'm going to talk to Marge about paying more money.
Well, then I don't think you should.
Well, you run your business, and I'll run mine.
Oh.
You said that this is my office, and all you have to do is give me $25 every week, and I have to pay for everything and try to save a little over. And it's very hard on $25 a week.
Well, 35 counting a 10 Marge pays you.
40 counting the $5 more I'm going to ask her for.
$5 more, is
it? Yeah, well, that's not much, especially with everything so high. Look at liver.
Whose?
Liver, 85 cents a pound. I just happened to think of that because we've got liver tonight.
Oh, boy, I'm getting hungry. How long before dinner?
Now, don't change the subject, dear.
I'm not. You were talking about liver, weren't you?
Liver and Marge. After all, if she only knew how much everything is, she'd even say herself she ought to pay more.
Well, if she offered it herself, that wouldn't be so bad. But for you to deliberately come out and ask her for it, I don't know. I'd rather be in the red.
Oh, I'm not going to ask her point blank. I know how to do it.
Well, I don't want to be here when you do. I don't think you should come out and ask your best friend for more money. After all,
I'm not going to ask her like that. I told you, in a roustabout way, I can sort of lead up to it, and she'll understand. Especially after I explain about this budget book and this desk that I'm using like an office and how I want to have a profit left over at the end of the week. Oh, well, there she is now.
Well, I'm going to clean up.
All right, then that'll give me time to talk to her. Just a minute.
Or can't you wait till after dinner, Jane?
No, I want to tell her now.
Well, good luck to you. I still don't think you should.
Just a second, Marge. Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello.
Dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes.
That's good. I'm starved.
You are?
Yep, I went without lunch today. Without lunch?
Well, I had a chocolate molten, but nothing else.
Well, why? Weren't you hungry?
Was I? There have been plenty of lunch hours when I wasn't hungry, but it always happens that the one day I'm the hungriest, that's the day I don't buy lunch.
Well, I don't understand. Why didn't you buy lunch?
Well, I'm cutting down expenses this week.
Oh, you are? Well, that's just what I've been doing.
What do you mean?
Well, look, this desk is my office, and this book is a budget book. I'm going to get $25 a week to run the house and enough left over to save a little every week.
Oh, on a budget. Whose idea is that, Aces?
Uh-huh. We talked it over last night. He wants me to run this home just like he does his office. Keep track of everything I spend and everything I take in. Now, if what I take in is more than I spend, I'll save some money.
Yes, I think I've heard of that.
What?
Saving money. Some folks can do it.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said a lot of wives do it, and he said I could, too. But the only way I can is to make sure that I take in more than I spend.
That's about the only way left, Jane. Now, let me see. He gives you 25 a week?
And... Yes, 25. Well, sit down, Marge.
Oh, I think I better go in and clean up a bit.
Well, sit down just a minute. Right here in my office.
In your office, huh?
Yes, I want to talk to you.
To me? What about?
Well, what we've been talking about. Do you know that liver is 85 cents a pound?
No, I didn't. I could eat about $2 worth right now.
There, you see. Imagine how high everything is. Remember that chicken we had the other night?
Well, I remember the face. I don't recall the name.
Oh, Marge, you're so repulsive. Yes. Well, that costs 38 cents a pound. And you take lamb.
I'll take anything. Jane, you're killing me. I told you I didn't eat anything today. I know everything's high. That's the main reason I'm cutting out a lunch a week. I kind of overstepped myself on my fall suit. I spent too much money.
You did?
Yes, but it's worth 100 lunches. Wait till you see it. I just couldn't resist it, even if I knew I couldn't afford it. If that boss of mine knew what clothes cost these days, he'd give me a raise. But with lunches what they are and clothes what they are, I have to be very careful of that $25 I get every week.
$25 you get, huh?
Well, it amounts to only 15 after I pay you my 10. Now, you know, Jane, no self-respecting girl can get along on 15 a week, not and look like anything.
15 a week.
Well, it's not even 15 counting car fares and odds and ends I manage to pick up every time I see something I like. It comes down to about 5 a week.
5 a week?
That's about all. And for the next few weeks, it'll be even less than that until I get this new suit all paid for. So you see, Jane, the $15 I get doesn't go far. That is, it's only 15 after I pay you your 10. It's a struggle.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe if you only paid me 5.
Oh, then that would be a different story. But as it happens, I'll pay you 10.
Oh, but I don't like to see you struggle, Marge. I could make it 5.
You could?
Well, I don't want you to go without lunches, Marge, after all.
Well, you're a pal, Jane. I don't know how to tell.
And there goes Jane's budget beginning to show long red streaks already. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.